So what have been kind of the early impressions of this defense in 2025 in spring ball so far?
Well, I love Jack Kelly today. He looked like an absolute stud. Glasker's not been practicing with us, so we miss his presence out there. But I think we've started in a great spot, kind of picking up where we left off. I like where we got. Adding Keanu is a huge deal. Obviously, inside, that's made us more stout. But we got some big shoes to fill, losing Batty and Blake and John Nelson inside. And there's some big shoes to fill, so Jacob Robinson in the secondary. But I like where we started, and I like the response from the guys that we need to step up and play well.
Is that injury related with Glasgow, or is it just more, we know what you can do, let's...
Yeah, he had just a minor surgery on his wrist that we want to make sure he's not getting contact on, and he'll be fine for the fall, yeah. And he's running around looking good right now.
What are kind of your objectives or goals for your defensive unit in just in the spring?
Yeah, always in spring we want to obviously solidify our starters. You want to add depth. So we're looking at a lot of guys right now, and then we want to gain mastery in the defense. I like where the starters have started, and some of the guys have already stepped up so far. So I think that we're heading in the right direction, but that's what spring's for, is building depth and getting better at the scheme.
Your revamped defensive line, just with all the guys leaving, what do you see from them early on in the spring so far?
Well, I like the additions that we just added. There's some really good players we got. Tausili Akana looks really good right now. Logan Latui at defensive end. Ephraim Asiata has gained some weight. So I like, you know, we got guys stepping up. I mentioned Keanu. I mean, the kid's an absolute stud. So I like where he's at right now. And there's been some D tackles emerge, like JT's playing well right now. We added some new guys, and EC Purcell looks really good. So time will tell, but I like where those guys are heading.
Are there any positions you still want to maybe bolster out of the transfer portal if the opportunity arises?
Well, not necessarily right now. As spring ball goes on, if there's any injuries or we feel strongly that one group needs a little bit of help, we could still do that. We've saved a spot just in case, but for the most part, we don't see ourselves going there much.
How do you gauge the edge the guys are playing with? That was a big deal last year, that the leadership really established that edge early on and paid dividends in the fall. How do you gauge that in spring?
Well, I think we got to continue to get nastier and more physical as spring goes on. Today was the first day in pads, but I think it was a really good start. That edge was a critical part of why we were good last year and why we led the Big 12 in most statistical categories. It's going to be critical that the leaders step up and that we maintain or surpass where we were at last year, because we really are not content with where we are. We got to take a step forward.
Can you do that as being an impact player? Is Keanu, are you looking at him to become a leader of the defense as well?
Absolutely. And you know what? That's one thing I do love about our defense right now. We've got great leadership between Keanu right now in the front and Logan Latui in the front, Jack Kelly and Glasker in the backer group, and Tanner Wall in the secondary. I mean, there's a lot of good leaders on this defense, maybe more so even than last year, just because they're a year older. And I think they've really bought into the culture and what we're trying to do. So that's one thing I do love right now, is the leadership.
How big of a deal was it to, be able to keep Gennaro here and maybe give him a little bit of a longer promotion?
Absolutely. So Gennaro, in my opinion, is the best corner coach in the country right now. We love having him here. BYU's lucky to have him here. It's unique where you get to coach at your alma mater. That's a pretty special deal, and I think he's very content with where we're at. But we got to take care of those guys too, and I think the administration's done a good job with those guys, and making him the pass game coordinator was a big deal for us and for him. So. We love having him here, and I'm super excited to have him on our staff.
How big is it to have Maury Bamba back in corner?
That's a big deal, because, you know, losing Jacob Robinson and Mark Collins, you don't want to replace all three of the guys that have played a lot. So him coming back helps solidify one of those spots. And I'll tell you what, Jonathan Cabea has looked outstanding through three practices. So hopefully he'll continue to just do what he's doing. Trey Alexander's looked good. I see that group stepping up. So I think Gennaro's done a good job with those guys.
Do you foresee any guys on the defense switching positions? Seems like, you know, in past years you've had Glasker move.
Well, some of the new guys have a chance to bump around right now. We could do something like that, maybe with an Ephraim Asiata, where he could play some linebacker too. But for right now, we're trying to get them cemented into the positions they're playing. So I don't see a lot of that movement. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, Appreciate Coach. You.